Let's leave Sawyer to his creeper ways, Bond. I have something I want to show you. We leave together to the sound of Sawyer calling out, spoiler alert, it's his dick.
Dude, it is so hard to do voices. Okay.
I did my best.
Here we go. Romance novels. I read a lot while I was traveling. I know everything there is to know about vampires and vampire dick.
Ooh. There you go. Two dick quotes for you today, yes. Listeners.
I hope you enjoy them.
Yeah.
Not the dicks, but, you know.
The quotes?
Yeah, the quotes.
And the voices?
And the voices.
That's what we're trying to do. Those are our quotes of
speaking
today
of voices that forced, are really actually better.
Forced Bonds,
right.
The book we're going to be doing.
Sure.
But yeah, go ahead, Ailey.
Listen, I want to get to this update.
Okay.
What are we doing right now?
We're podcasting.
Yeah, we are. But what else are we doing when we're not podcasting? We're listening to an audiobook. Well, no, it's a Spotify book.
It's an audio file.
ETL? Audiobooks?
I don't think it is. Not
I thought it was
one.
A well, that she's a it's the same person though.
I thought it was the same because the way she does Hermione's voice,
she does a lot of them. I don't know what her name is, but she's so fucking good at narrating these. Like, a lot of them are Hermione, but The Dead
we
of Time
love Hermione
by Shia Lani.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
Yeah, so these are all like Harry Potter fan fictions that this beautiful person decided to
thank
voice
you
act.
So much.
And so Haley introduced me to one called A Dead of Time, and her and I are huge Hermione fans.
Mm-hmm.
So when she told when I was like, oh, is this Hermione?
Yeah,
she
of
said
course.
No, I was shooketh. I said, then who?
Yeah, who could it possibly be? Because I hate Ron Weasley, so it's never gonna be a Hermione Ron combination.
Yeah, nah.
And like Harry, Hermione, haven't read a lot of it. I like Ginny, so I feel like.
Yeah.
But here we go. It's Hermione and Sirius Black.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Plot twist.
Yeah. So.
And it gets into the story of the Marauders.
Yeah, which I fucking love. I wish there were like prequel series or something.
I would love to read a Marauders prequel.
Yes.
I think that'd be really cool. And this lovely audiobook is 154 episodes that are 30 minutes each.
Yeah, it's like what, 60 something hours or something?
Yeah, we did the math because you're like, that's not very long. It's what, like 15 hours? Right. Like any other audiobook we listen to? No.
Yeah. Lies. It is long, so we're gonna break it up into parts. Mm-hmm. But trust me, it is so worth it. I remember when I read this, I was like, I technically listened to it, and then sometimes when I didn't want to do an audiobook, I would just like read it on the fanfic website.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm not closing out of this tab because I have to save it to be opened because I want to read it again. And now we are, and I'm so excited.
I'm so excited. And it's like, it's a good fan fiction. It's
I like love happy. Harry Potter so much. Like,
so
the world.
I
really liked Hogwarts Legacy, the game.
So good.
I do wish that there were more, like, story, maybe some romanceable characters in there, but.
Yeah. In Hogwarts Legacy?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
But I really liked it.
I'm just obsessed with Harry Potter and the world. And, like, this book does a really good job of, like, doing what would the Marauder story looks like in a really cool way. So I am, like, on, I'm, like, a third of the way through.
Yeah.
I'm very much enjoying it.
Yeah. I'm only like, I'm not even to the real, you know, meat of the story yet.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm still like loving it. I just love the writing is cringy at times, but it's also like, it's pretty good. I love where she takes the story, and it was just really creative idea. I'm just like
this is not just like a short story.
Yeah.
It's a whole fucking novel.
And I've seen people like create covers and like print out the story as books. I want that too.
Dude.
You guys are so amazing and creative. I just wish I could like create something in my mind like that and put it on paper. It's amazing.
Me too. I couldn't even figure out how to fucking print it into a book. Like, legitimately. There's times I fucking looked it up because there's some fan fictions I was like, I'd love to have it on my shelf. I don't fucking know.
I don't know. Like, how do you do that? Would you have to take it somewhere where they do that professionally, or?
Some people do it at home, but some people, like, take it to do it professionally. Like, and then also, I was looking up one, like, people will do their own fucking book bindings. Like,
yeah, hand. I've seen that. So cool. So fucking cool. Jeez.
But then I was like, with certain of the fan fictions, I think I might feel a little embarrassed taking it to some professional that's company. That's true.
Like, oh, can you create this book for me? And here's, they're like, what is this?
Can you print my porn, please? Yeah,
I would love this to be on paper so I could have it forever.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But it's called The Dead of Time.
Yeah.
We love it. There's also a couple other ones I really like that I've read. There's one, I think I told you about it, where it's a Hermione fan fiction, and she's a Vila, Hermione.
So I don't think I've read it, but I've definitely seen some of those.
And her, like, mate or whatever, yeah, Draco. And it's like, ugh, love.
There's a lot of good ones.
There's a lot of good Hermione. Yeah. One we haven't done, but we're thinking about, is Manacled. But that one
hurts.
That one is like, you know, there's painful of like, oh, character dies, and there's angst, and then there's painful where it's like you're literally reading The Handmaid's Tale plus Harry Potter plus even darker. And you're just like, ah,
it fucks you up mentally.
It's bad for the mental health.
Yeah. I saw someone comment, they were like, A Dead of Time is what we needed to recover from Manacled. And I was like, yes, girl, I understand that.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, anywho, that's any our update. So recommend listening to that. And we'll eventually pod on it.
Yes. So stay tuned for that to be released. Yeah.
But today, we're listening. What were you trying to say earlier?
When I interrupted you. We always say what the quote was. I forget. The quote is,
I forgot. It's been a while, man.
Yeeted past me. Today, we are going to be listening.
No. Well, we're listening to ourselves talk.
Today, y'all are going to listen to us discuss the book.
What book?
Forced Bonds.
Ooh.
Shall we fucking roll the intro?
Let's roll the intro. Welcome to Fae Babes, the podcast where we delve into the enchanting world of fantasy romance.
Join us as we explore magical realms, fall in love with fae daddies, and tell you what the fuck is happening in these stories.
So grab your favorite book, a cozy blanket, and let's embark on a magical journey together.
Because who needs reality when you can lose yourself in a world with magic and shit? Welcome back.
Welcome back.
From our awesome intro.
Yeah, yeah.
The beepin' bops.
The beepin' bops?
What?
I don't know. It's a trombone.
What's the, like, when it's groovy?
Groovy, yeah.
It's bopping.
Oh, it's bopping.
It's is a bop. That a name?
Yeah, it's a bop.
Oh, it's a bop.
I think that it's not trending anymore, but yeah, it used to be. I feel like people used to say that.
I'm not up with the trends.
My 13-year-old brother called me out for saying YOLO, and I was like, fuck, I'm old.
Damn, YOLO?
Yeah.
That brings me back.
And I was trying to say it ironically, not like as I would obviously use that in a context of a conversation, but like he, I guess I'm not funny. I'm not funny with that crowd.
No, I don't think people our age are funny to 13-year-olds.
No.
They're too cool for us.
Well, I'm glad my 13-year-old brother thinks I'm uncool.
Yeah.
Because I think that's a rite of passage.
That is.
Yeah. And he would definitely think I'm uncool for reading this shit.
Oh, absolutely.
Forced Bonds.
Forced Bonds. Book four of
we're
six.
There. We're almost there.
Of the Broken Bonds series by Jay Bree.
Let's get into it.
Let's get into it. So first, that was not me ripping butt. That was my water bottle, I promise. If the microphone.
A rippy a new asshole. That's what she loves to say that.
She does love saying it. Wait, me or
no.
Ollie?
Well, you do too.
I do say that as well.
Jay Bree loves to write that.
Yeah, she does. Anyway, so the last book was Blood Bonds.
Yeah.
I keep looking right past you. It's because I'm looking at the physical books, not because, you know, this is so random, but did you ever, like, when you're looking at someone to fuck with them, you just look at their ear so they think you're...
I have done that. I feel like that was definitely something people would do in middle school, and they'd be like, what are you looking at?
It's like, you.
Yeah.
I can't even do it to you. Anyway. We already started off strong.
I know. I'm sorry. It's okay. Fine. Sage.
Right. Yes. The end of Blood Bonds. Sage is seen on the camera. They're all in the sanctuary.
Mm-hmm.
If you forgot what the sanctuary is, it's what the fucking Draven boys built with their billionaire money. It's essentially a fucking town that they just build.
And the shields.
Mm-hmm.
Shield.
Shields.
They shield.
The shield.
But Sage came up to the shield and was like, you know what, bitch?
Bye-bye.
Bye. Yeah, she slit the throat on camera of the shield.
Yeah.
And so she just jogged off in her morning jog.
Yeah, you know, just living the Sage life.
Yeah, so freaking out a little bit.
Yeah, Ollie is currently hanging out in a room with Sage, Kieran, and as a update, Sage's bond group is Kieran, Riley, Felix, the healer, and then we don't know who the fourth one is.
Yeah.
We just know it's someone who attended school like a couple years ahead of them. Ollie's bond group, if we need a recap, is Atlas, Indestructible Boy.
The Dravens of the East Coast.
The Dravens of the East Coast. We have Nox. Her bond likes to call him the damaged one. We have North, his brother, because keep it in the family. the bond likes to call it, like, the dark one.
Yeah, something like that.
Griffin is the soothsayer.
So I get so confused because there's multiple names. So what Ollie's bond calls them is different than what their actual names are. Because, like, in the sixth, I think in the sixth book, we find out what their actual names are.
Right, right.
So I don't remember if that's the actual name or if it's, like, you know what I mean? I think that's the actual name.
Oh, yeah. Just kidding. That's a spoiler, I guess. Where is it? I don't know.
I don't remember, you guys.
Pay attention and read.
So.
And then the last one is.
Gabe.
Gabe.
Yeah.
The shifter.
Yeah. The shifter.
The shifter.
What was I thinking? So.
I don't know what you were thinking.
Oh, do we know at this point? I forget. Like, is this the book where we learn about Nox's, like, history? Because we don't know. Oh, my God. We still have to wait. Book. You guys, I'm sorry. You gotta wait.
I know. Guys, we will get into Nox's backstory and what the fuck was going on to make that boy so twisted. Because he's
damaged. Yeah.
He is damaged.
Yeah.
And he is indeed has some damaging shit. So we'll get into it next book.
Okay.
But in this book, we just get to see him still be shitty to Ollie.
So step one, Sawyer, who is Sage's brother, is obviously very distressed and is like, Sage would never fucking do this. I gotta figure out, like, what's really going on here. So he's, like, investigating the tape, seeing if they've been tampered with.
Because Sawyer, his ability is, like, computer. I don't know.
Like, tech?
He's essentially, tech.
I don't know. Something to do with tech. I don't understand
it. If computer science was a power, that would be his.
And I believe it is a power.
Like, coding and...
It is a power.
Dude, if I could have any of these powers, it would for sure be how to understand fucking technology, because I hate it.
I know. I mean, props to you for even figuring out how to set up this podcasting gig we got.
Joke's on you. I didn't figure it out. That's boyfriend's for.
I would say maybe he did 75%, but I would give you some credit here.
Thank you. Yeah. I do manage to set it up with his instructions he wrote out.
We turn on the microphones. That's something.
That's true. I connect the plugs. Thank you. I appreciate it.
All this to say is that Sawyer is a tech boy.
Yes, pretty much.
So I think everyone's kind of in the mindset that Sage is being, like, somehow controlled or influenced. Like, that's the main.
Yeah. Because Sage was number one in book one.
Yeah.
Friend with Ollie.
Yeah.
He's been here throughout the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all in the room together when Ollie finds out. And what's interesting is the person who comes in to save them is Nox. And he stands in between Ollie and Sage and, like, uses his dark magic to pin everyone in place and then get them out.
Yeah.
So Sage is being locked up.
Yeah.
Along with her bonds, which at this point is just Felix and Kieran.
Yeah, because Riley's still with Giovanna.
Mm-hmm.
We just know that Giovanna somehow fucked up the bonding stuff, and she's, like, somehow, like, mind manipulating Riley, because that's her power. She's like,
So recap on shit the Resistance has done.
Yeah.
So to find your bond, it's usually blood testing, and then you're paired, and, like, found, like, oh, we found this blood matches this, and you're in the match. Turns out the Resistance has been fucking with the matches of the blood. And so Sage thought that Riley was the central bond, and she was just one of the bonds to him, but it turns out she's the central bond, And while Riley is quote-unquote bond to Giovanna, yeah. it's just been her fucking with his mind right. the whole time.
Which is super fucked. We don't really yeah. know, like, what... I guess Giovanna would just had the hots for Riley. Like, why would she do that? I don't know. But...
Yeah, because it's like, why Riley yeah. of all people?
Right.
Like, if... I don't know. I don't even think that's really explained.
Yeah, it's not really.
Through the whole series. Maybe because...
Because does he have status? Like, does his family have...
I think...
We don't really get into his backstory, do we?
No, not much. But I think his family and Sage's family are both, like, the higher tier, quote-unquote, mm-hmm. Family. Yeah. So they're more influential. So they're just trying to fuck shit up.
Yeah, makes sense. Villain stuff. yeah, so... I guess in a way, to try to figure out what's been going on with Sage,
mm-hmm.
they're going to try to... rescue Riley or mm-hmm. they figured out where they're staying in some like rich people like
it's all their like vacation homes.
Yeah
it's like the lake houses
that's
that
exactly
they go
what
in
I'm
during
picturing
summer
yeah
and it's like oh I just go to my fucking mansion on the lake
right
during the summers yeah.
so that's where like all these rich people are staying right now like to try to protect themselves from any of the chaos going on
and they're all suspected resistance members because yeah. they don't seem to be hiding from the war and they don't seem to be getting attacked yeah. by resistance
big fat so. Sympathizers yeah so we figure out that Riley and Giovanna are staying in one of these places so a group of a team comes up and I think it's like Ollie and I want to say Griffin oh you have him okay oh I was close Ollie Griffin and Knox so they yes. they squad up and they go to sneak into the home and I think they're trying to rescue Riley at this point right
They are. So yeah. they have essentially the secret mission that's supposed to last like a couple days mm-hmm. where they scope out the place, yeah. try to get information about resistance. And then I don't think Riley and Giovanna are there when they first get there.
Yeah.
So kind of waiting them out. But it means that Griffin, Ollie, and Knox have to spend the night in the tent.
Oh, yes. I remember this.
So Griffin is convinced, like he sets up the tent for him and Ollie and he's like, I'm sure Knox won't sleep in here because yeah. Knox hates Ollie. But Knox is like sitting there and he's not leaving.
Mm-hmm.
And we see it from his point of view, like in the chapter, he essentially was like his bond is trapping him there.
Yeah.
His bond won't let him leave.
Right.
And so all he could do is like lay down and go to sleep. And Griffin's like,
that's odd. Like, why is he in the tent? Why is he this close to her? Yeah, I remember, like, him being so frustrated about just having to be close to her.
Yeah.
And I'm like, God, can you whiny little bitch.
I know. Can you chill the yeah. fuck out?
But his bond is really putting a lot of pressure on him.
Yes. Yeah, so, recap on bonds. In this bond group, they're unique in that some of their bonds, like Ollie's and Knox's and North's, are separate beings mm-hmm. inside them. So Knox has a separate being, and what happens is, in order to like satiate,
yeah.
is that the word?
Yeah,
I don't know. It sounds weird.
That's right.
Okay, well, in order to Knox's bond will come out, and without Ollie knowing, Ollie's bond will come out, mm-hmm. and they'll like stay up night talking. So. Knox is like, fuck, this is going to happen in front of Griffin.
Yeah.
Griffin's going to get pissed because I didn't tell him. Mm-hmm. And they think I'm endangering Ollie. And it happens.
Yeah.
So in front of Griffin's eyes, their bonds come out and are like chatting. And Griffin's mm-hmm. like, what the fuck, yeah. bro?
He's pissed, but he doesn't bring it up at this time because he doesn't want to freak out Ollie. So I think he's going to wait to talk with the other guys about it first, right?
Yeah. He's like, we're on a mission.
Yeah.
We should focus on that. Uh-huh. This is a big... You know, big doohickey, but yeah. we'll talk about it later. So they go in to capture Riley and Giovanna, and these are the quotes that I put in my note. Riley looks like doggy doo-doo.
Yeah, he's like a shell of himself. He's having these daily like nosebleeds and migraines, but he just looks like a corpse.
You know what he remind like what I'm picturing?
What
Sirius Black looks like after his 12 years in Azkaban.
Just absolute shite.
Yeah, like sunken cheeks, mm-hmm. dark circles under the eyes, shell. And Giovanna is like, "Hello, bitches! I'm fully bonded now, and I'm powerful." and Ollie's like, haha, bitch. Like, then show me a good time. Let's fight. And then essentially, even with Giovanna at her full power, she's got nothing on Ollie. Yeah. And Ollie's like, I'm gonna be honest. And it's kind of fucking power move. She goes to Giovanna, like, right as they... I forget if they kill her or did they just take her.
They might kill her. I don't remember hearing about her again.
Yeah, I don't think we do.
No.
But she's, I would, like, kill her. This has been kind of pathetic.
Yeah.
And I thought you'd put more of a fight. Which,
embarrassing.
Yeah. Sucks to be you.
Yeah.
Giovanna.
So they take her out, and then Ollie has the feeling that they're not alone. And so they're trying to get Riley out, but it seems like there's going to be other resistance members that are showing up or somebody.
Yeah, because Ollie's bond is very intuitive and her instinct is like insane. And so Ollie has this, like, I feel like someone's there, but doesn't say anything. So when she gets back to camp, he's like, I feel like we're being watched. Anyone feel like that? Knox, of course, loses his shit at her and is like, you need to trust your bond. And why the fuck didn't you tell us? Because I guess some people can go invisible. Yeah. And he's like worried that they transported a resistance member back. Nothing really comes of it.
Yeah.
That I remember.
I think they're good. There. It was just showing that Knox is still an asshole.
Yeah.
He
still is. So, the bond group has been staying in one of the houses.
Mm-hmm.
And Ollie knows that they've been renovating a house specifically for their bond group.
Mm-hmm.
And upon return, it is discovered that the bond house is ready for business.
It is. So it's mostly done, but some of the rooms are not fully furnished and everything yet.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so cute because Gabe, because he has this history in like construction and stuff, he's like really been committed to getting the house done. Because he knows, like, they're all living on top of each other. It's very stressful and stuff. So he's really been working on Ollie's room, you know, placing the carpets and painting and everything.
What a sweet
boy. I know. And I also love, so it's so funny because North, his standards are so high that, like, he has very specific wants for his room. Do you remember, like, like, it has to be this type of tile and everything. I just thought that was hilarious.
Yes, agreed.
But yeah, so Gabe shows Ollie the new house around, and I remember this. So it turns out, so far Ollie has bonded with Atlas.
What did she?
Yeah, at the end of the last book, they went to the cave-ish area.
Oh, no, you're right. Yeah. You're right. Where they... Yeah, and the attack happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So Atlas, North, and Griffin.
Yeah, and in order, she bonded first with Griffin, then North.
Yeah.
Then Atlas. Yeah. And now...
Now, things are heating up. So Ollie, I think, at this point is accepting that she's not... Nothing's really going wrong at this point with bonding. So... I think she's a little bit more lenient. So she ends up bonding with Gabe.
She does.
And this whole time, she thought that Gabe was like this playboy because he was flirting with all the girls on campus.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, oh, you know, like, I know you have all this experience or whatever. But he's like, why would you think that? And she realizes that he's a virgin.
Yes.
Oh, so beautiful.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty funny.
Yeah.
Because I don't think she finds out until after they've had sex. and she's just like, that was your wow. She's a little shooketh. So that's like this, it was a really sweet moment. So right now she is bonded to everyone except Knox.
Yeah.
So kind of the next thing, you remember that time Knox's bond came out and talked to Ollie without Ollie knowing? Griffin's ready to talk.
Yeah. He's like, I got something I need to say.
He's like, okay, let's discuss. First off, Knox, how often is this fucking happening? And then he essentially gets into a conversation about how they have these god bonds inside themselves. Well, I don't know if they call it that.
Well, like, Ollie's bond is always like, I'm a god.
Yeah. So we just call it god bonds.
They're super powerful. Yeah.
But... right now it's Ollie, North, and Knox that like have these separate beings inside themselves, like talking. So we're trying to figure that out, And then Ollie has a revelation during this conversation, because they're like, aren't you scared of the bond? And she's like, I know North's bond and Knox's bond would never hurt me.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, North's dad murdered North's mom, yeah, and they were in a bonded group.
So how does that make sense?
So actually they can. And Ollie's like, actually, before and I, North, bonded, she spoke directly to his bond. Mm-hmm. And the bond said, like, the boy believes the lie.
Yeah.
So essentially, and now it's out in the open with the whole group, we essentially learn that North's dad and his mom weren't actually a bonded, yeah, pair.
So this, like, whole resistance issue, I think, of, mm-hmm, like, messing with the bonds has been going on for a while.
Yeah, it's not just recent.
Yeah.
So it's like, ooh. And of course, North is still like, well, you know, I still got to be careful. And yeah, you never know. Whatever. One of the things about North is that he's still this council member,
mm-hmm,
trying to do council member things. And he ends up having a meeting with the council, and also with the non-gifted community. Yeah.
So there's actually, like, I guess the higher ups of the humans, mm-hmm, do know about the magical people, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So they show up to kind of talk about, I think they're pissed. The humans are pissed, right? Because there's a lot, mm-hmm, of chaos going on with the resistance and these wastelands, being, you know, areas of the U.S. being terrorized, right?
Yeah. Like,
fair war enough going on. Yeah. So
war zones.
There's this guy, Senator Oldham. Oldham?
Girl.
Oldham? Oh, yeah. Forgot.
Woman.
She's a woman. She's a woman.
Yes. Also, her name is Oldham.
Yeah, I don't love it.
Like, I think that's an actual name, and I'm, yeah, sure you don't say it Oldham. It's Oldham or whatever, but it's literally Oldham. Can you imagine your last name being Oldham?
I always think about the origins of names like that, because I'm like, it must have been like a very primitive time where they were like, old ham, you know, I like a good seasoned ham.
Does that mean, like, their neighbor was called Fresh Ham?
Maybe. Because I know, like, the origin of Taylor, which is my last name,
uh-huh,
comes from, like, Taylor's, like, the profession,
yeah,
right? And
yeah,
so I'm just like, interesting. Old hams.
What is the origin of people whose last name is Dick? questions.
Yeah.
Anyway, Senator Oldham, tell us about her.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So she's a bitch.
Yeah, pretty much.
She basically is very racist against all magic kind, and she doesn't,
yeah,
want to be an ally anymore. No. She's kind of done. And she's like, yeah, we do not accept what's going on, and we'd like to end you.
Yeah, and she's also very disrespectful of the whole, like, bonding,
yeah,
stuff,
oh,
which,
yeah,
is very, like, sacred, mm-hmm, with the magical community. And so, like, she would call, because Ollie went to the meeting, she would call Ollie, like, oh, is that your girlfriend?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, Ollie's more to me than a girlfriend.
You don't understand my customs.
Yeah, that is my lover. That is my soul. That is my whatever.
My seed holder.
She is the fertile ground that I like to fertilize. I like to plow and seed.
Oh,
her.
No.
All right, that's enough.
Yeah.
Let's stop while we're ahead. Oh, jeez.
So anyway. I don't remember the end of the meeting, but I don't.
It was like a pointless, useless meeting where it was a waste of time. Nothing got done. And it's just like her being like, you should be doing more, and he's,
yeah,
like, I literally spend my trillions and billions of dollars,
mm-hmm,
both on the magical and non-magical community, and I'm trying to actually protect people,
mm-hmm,
from this war, and you're ignoring it.
Yeah.
So that's,
yeah,
pretty much it.
Yeah, so they, yeah, case closed. They aren't getting along.
No.
So next, Ollie wants to see Sage,
mm-hmm,
because she is feeling a lot of feelings right now, like,
she is.
I think she knows internally that this is not Sage's doing, but she's locked up. She's imprisoned right now, so she feels really bad.
Yeah. What did you think when you first read and this whole thing about Sage came out? Like, did you think, damn, were we as readers tricked,
mm,
for these books? Or, like, I don't know. What was your thoughts?
I was not convinced that Sage was evil because I felt like their meeting where Sage is like this outcast and she already had a lot of trauma and everything. Like, it just, I was not convinced that she was going to be someone who was going to turn on Ollie and all the bonded, like, mm-hmm. kids. And I just wasn't convinced. So I felt like it was some kind of, like, knowing that there are neuros and people that can mind control. I was already in that mindset. Like,
yeah.
If, I think if it was a friend that was more of an acquaintance and not, like, her best friend, maybe right. I would have believed it. But I don't know. Yeah. I was too, like, I love Sage. So I was like, I can't believe this is true.
I know. I love Sage, too. And when I read it for the first time, I was also like, there's no way.
Yeah.
But there's the voice in the back of my head was like, maybe this author is cruel.
I know. Because you never know.
And you never, God, some of the authors we fuck, like Zodiac Academy. Oh, yeah. Yeah, those are some horrible, horrible people. Anyway, so she goes to visit Sage.
Yeah.
Sage isn't doing so hot.
No, she feels awful because she feels
murdered someone.
Yeah, I mean, her hands did the job.
Yeah.
Her body was being controlled, well, you know, based on her, that's what she believes. Mm-hmm. And so she just feels terrible about the whole thing and... It's
and
sad.
She's forcing herself to be kept away from her bonds.
Yeah. Because really she doesn't sad. Trust herself. She's like, what if I hurt somebody?
I know.
She like feels like she should be locked up. And yeah. I get that because like she had no control over that moment. And then so they watch, I think they show her the video at some point because.
Ollie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they see that Sage's eyes during the moment. Are like void eyes, like black yeah. demonic eyes, like Ollie and the Draven brothers.
And we know Sage does not have a god bond.
Yeah. So it's just more evidence that she's being like possessed. Mm-hmm. And it's odd because like if a neuro is possessing your mind, I don't think that like happens. So the fact that it's Mm-mm. like void eyes specifically.
Because mm-hmm. when Griffin takes over people, I think their eyes are like ringed in white or something. Yeah. So I think because of that, they decide to let Sage out because they're like, listen, if it's void eyes,
mm-hmm.
And if it was someone inside or outside the sanctuary, they really could have targeted anyone.
Yeah.
And they can still target anyone. Mm-hmm. So there's no point in keeping you locked up.
Yeah. It's not going to make anything safer.
Yeah. But all of this, the void eyes and all the shit going on, they're like, listen, we need more information on void eyes, mm-hmm. these bonds. Yeah. So they're like, there's this perfect place that we could go for information. Now, go back to, I think, 2 books ago, the Hail Mary.
Mm-hmm. This is I could not remember what it was called.
Yeah. This is a place they sent Silas Davies when they're asking, when he was asking, like, where Ollie's bond mm-hmm. was or whatever. But they know the person who runs it. So it's essentially like this fortress of knowledge. But it's also booby trapped.
Yeah, it's hard to like visualize when you're reading it, but I imagined like an old warehouse that you don't suspect is anything. It's just like, yeah. you know what I mean? And then on the inside is like this deep level of library and information. But then if you're trying to send someone like Silas Davies there, he would just get fucked somehow.
Yeah, my thoughts, like I just imagine it to be a fucking concrete box.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much.
It's very interesting with all these booby traps, which I think is fun. But they decide to go to the Hail Mary and they meet the keeper. His name is Alistair.
Mm-hmm.
And he's pretty intent on staying in the Hail Mary. He's like, this is the safest place for yeah. me. He also has his nephew with him, Joseph, who's a child. Mm-hmm. I forget how old, maybe like 8.
Yeah, something like that.
And Alistair is like, this is the safest place for me mm-hmm. and my nephew. And, you know, they go get information, books, and whatever.
Yeah.
And then.
Yeah. So.
It all ends perfectly. Nothing happens. And they leave peacefully.
No. So just the kidding. Resistance show up as they always do.
Yeah. Those little fuckers.
Yeah. So I think they have. So I don't know if we've mentioned this before, but one of the people in on our team, his name's Unser, and he's like a. What do you call it? Like
he's a bomb,
right? He can explode himself.
Which
he's like
okay.
a phoenix coming out of the fire. He's reborn.
I know. I want to talk about this for a second. So is it? He's a bomb, and the like shrapnel is his like bones and muscle and flesh.
Oh no.
And then if he like, because he's able to do it, I think, once a day or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He reforms by then having all his pieces have to come back together? Like, can someone grab a fucking hand?
Yeah.
And be like, now he's handless? Or, you know?
I don't know.
Or does he regenerate?
I didn't think of it. Because I'm like, how does that? Yeah, I don't know. I just thought he's basically like this canister of helium and shit that just ends up exploding and then somehow... He just regenerates.
I have questions, Jabri. I have questions.
Yeah.
I like it. I think it's cool.
But
I'm curious.
So he's on our side, but there are other bomb magic people that
yes.
are not, and they are with the resistance. And there, yeah. some of them are like more powerful, and so they can regenerate faster.
Mm-hmm.
So
could go off multiple exactly, times a day.
Exactly.
Danger.
So I believe what happens here is that we get the first realization that one of they have some money that can regenerate faster.
Yeah. And they start bombing the shit out of the Hail Mary.
Yeah.
And they're attacking. All these Bond come out.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's a badass. And you know how they're outside and they're separated by like 6 feet of concrete? Not an issue.
Mm.
She just kills
soul
them.
Sucks.
Yep. She soul sucks them good.
And so during this, Knox is really concerned about the kid.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it seems to be, and we'll get more into it in the next book, a trigger point for him,
mm-hmm.
a kid who's in a shit situation
yeah.
and is trapped.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, we're getting the fucking kid out.
Yeah.
And I think this is one of the first time that Ollie's Bond, as she's rending souls, like funnels power into her other bonds.
Yeah.
And so everyone's like, whoa, what the fuck? Where am I getting this power mm-hmm. boost from? And Ollie's like,
turns out I got this little...
Hey. This little thing.
This little secret thing I was keeping. Yeah. So she can transfer power to the bonds.
Yes. So they do end up killing the resistance.
Mm-hmm.
They're able to escape. Alistair does not want Joseph, his nephew, to be taken.
Mm-hmm.
But Knox essentially is like, fuck you, we're taking the kid.
Yeah.
This place isn't safe. So they take him back to the sanctuary.
Mm-hmm.
And essentially what's decided is like, look. The resistance is coming and is strong. We need to be a fully formed bonded group.
Yeah.
And the only thing that's preventing that from happening is Knox needs to fuck Ollie.
Mm-hmm.
I think this was a little weird.
Yeah, me too.
It was a little bit.
It felt a little bit Handmaid's Tale, a little bit. Like where the
oh
wife
God, yes.
is sitting there and
holding the fucking girl.
Yeah.
While the husband's fucking around the end of the
yeah.
bed.
So yeah. Context, Griffin is kind of like the mediator.
Yeah.
He's in the bedroom. He's in the bed.
And they just had, he had just had sex
oh,
with
right.
Ollie.
Oh, right. He primed her.
He primed her, her field.
Yes. He made her have pleasure. So.
Oh, Jesus.
And then, so yeah, they fuck and then Knox comes in and it's all dark and. He just strips off his pants. I don't even know if he takes his pants off. He's just like, let's get this over with.
Fully clothed. He just made a glory hole in his pants. But he lets the bond completely take
yeah.
over, so he's not really there for
mm-hmm.
it.
Which is so fucked.
It's, God, I mean, this again is where we're getting into, like, consent issues.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because this is not good for... Knox.
Either
Ollie,
of them.
Ollie's enjoying, like, she's having a good time. She's fine with it. But Knox, I think the only issue she has is that Knox isn't into it.
Yeah.
Which, that is
uh-huh,
fair.
Yeah.
That is something a partner should be concerned
yeah.
about.
And that the fact that he still hates her and they're not friends.
Yeah, and she knows for a fact he doesn't want to bond with her.
Yeah.
But essentially he's doing it because it's for the
yeah.
bond group. I don't know.
It's tough.
It's
tough.
Rough. It's rough.
But they bond.
They do bond. And essentially, the group as a whole is collectively able to feel kind of the shift when the bond group's complete. And it was interesting because they talk about like, oh, it feels like, you know, my lungs finally work at 100% capacity, whereas
yeah.
before they're 80%. So it did make a difference
mm-hmm.
on the group.
Yep. And, oh, this part. So last book, we figured out that Ollie could do this thing called astral projecting, and mm-hmm. it was she ended up being in Atlas's mind, and when she was asleep, she didn't have any control over this. And I remember Griffin was like, "Never go into Nox's mind," and she's yeah. like, "I can't control it, so I'm not. I don't, you know."
Yeah.
But obviously, that's not her goal. But of course, to give more drama to the yeah. plot,
so she wakes up with some guys
mm-hmm.
and is like. Feels like she just woke up from this horrible nightmare and it's like about to vomit and yeah. shit, like having this very visceral reaction, and they're like, "Whoa, what happened she's like, "I had a nightmare," and they're like, "What happened?" And she's like, I don't remember
mm-hmm.
anything. So she talks to her bond, her god bond, yeah. and is like, "Hey girl, did someone try to like," because she's worried that like maybe someone tried to get in my mind and do what they just say,
yeah.
And the god bond's like, "No, I made a deal with Nox's bond,
mm-hmm.
you went into his head last night and I took the memory from you." And she's like, so we don't know what the memory yeah. is, we just know it was bad enough that Ollie woke up in like a pool of sweat yeah. and was like vomiting.
Ugh.
And that's a little snapshot of what's to come in yeah. the next book.
Oh man, okay,
rough.
Yes. So they get back to training because they're, you know, getting ready for this huge resistance fight that's, you know, inevitably going to come. Mm-hmm. And Ollie she's been very concerned this whole time about Griffin getting into her head
mm-hmm.
and others getting into her head now that Sage has been controlled. She really wants to know how to prevent that from happening. So she's learning how to shield her thoughts.
Mm-hmm. But she's not good at it.
No.
And it's not really working.
Yeah. And so Griffin doesn't know how to teach her how to do it.
No. So, she doesn't end up learning
yeah.
in this book how to do it. So we end up finding some information about Ollie and her time with Silas Davies.
Mm.
So Silas Davies found out that the last soul render was like born a century ago or some shit. And the most that soul render was able to kill at once mm-hmm. was 12 people.
Yeah.
And he killed 12 people, then burnt out, and I think he died from it or whatever. So Silas was really careful with Ollie in the beginning when he had her captured because he didn't want her to burn out. He wants her to be this weapon.
Yeah.
And Ollie shared the story that one time Silas had her take out a group of people, and it turns out that's just, you know, in your head, what's a number that seems horrible? 50? 100?
Mm-hmm.
Try 400.
Yeah.
And even when she took out 400, she said she has felt no limit to her power.
That's yeah, she took out a Walmart. A Walmart full of people.
Would that, I guess that wouldn't be a Walmart on a Black Friday.
Yeah.
Or would it?
Well, I mean,
I don't know.
The Walmart where I was living at, and it was pretty packed all the time.
Yeah. But 400, that's a lot. That's a lot.
Yeah.
Also, do you remember exactly what the wastelands are?
So I think they're just like, what I picture is all the flyover states. I'm sorry to everybody. But like, I imagine it's like Nebraska where it's just like farmland or like fields that have been used for the fighting to take place.
Oh, okay.
Or whatever resistance shit's going on, like their camps that, so they're like this desolate area that's been left over. That's what I pictured it as. I don't know if I'm right, but
that sounds good to me.
Yeah.
But one of the TAC teams from the sanctuary was sent to a wasteland to help like clean it up and see if there's any survivors. Mm-hmm. And one of the people on the TAC team was Unser, who is the bomb.
Yeah, the bomb.
And
the bomb. He's the bomb.
He's the bomb and is a bomb.
Yeah.
And just for extra info, he is in the same bonded group as Vivian, mm-hmm. which is the TAC team trainer.
Yeah.
We love him. But turns out the TAC team was wiped out, taken, they're not sure, they're not coming mm-hmm. back, some of them died, and essentially Unser's bonded, the woman, I forget her name,
yeah,
was like, he's still alive, so they decide to go on a rescue mission to the wasteland, and North refuses to let Ollie come, so it's just North, Griffin, Nox, and then some, I think, TAC team personnel,
mm-hmm.
and kind of, it's like their point of view, they go to the wasteland. It's like as soon as they are transported, they're like, this was a trap.
Yeah. So yikes.
yikes.
They are set up and they, we don't really know what happens, but we kind of get back to Ollie's point of view and she senses that someone's injured of the mm-hmm. Bond group. And so she asks Kieran, of course, he's the always the go-to because he's the transporter.
Yeah.
Man, and they're friends at this point, of course. Damn. And right now he's locked. Well, no, he was let out, right?
He was released. Let out.
And so he goes to her and, or she goes to him and is like, okay, we need to go because someone's injured and I'm going to start freaking out if I can't heal them or whatever.
And he's like, bro, you remember the last time I took you fucking somewhere?
They're going to be pissed.
They're going to actually kill me. Like, I don't think it's worth it. And I think she threatens them or whatever. And they're like, he's like, okay, Jesus, fine, let's go. So it's Ollie, Kieran, Atlas, and Gabe.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go to see, hey, what the fuck's going on?
They get there, and then Knox finds them first.
Mm-hmm.
He's okay, and then he doesn't know that anyone's injured. He just knows that North and Griffin went off to do, you know, something else.
Yeah, they're in a different area.
Yeah, so she tells Knox that someone's injured, and then I think he tries to send out his shadows or something to go, like, see where they are.
Yeah, and he's kind of berating her the whole time. He's like, why the fuck are you here? Let your bond out.
Yeah.
Like, be useful. Right. And she's like, no, if my bond comes out, it's going to kill everyone. Mm-hmm. I don't think we should do that. And he's like, me, 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 whatever. Kill them all. So she's still Ollie. She didn't let her bond out. And she finds this girl who's dressed or, like, holding, like, resistance guns and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And the girl's like, I'm not resistance. And Ollie's bond kind of keys her in, like, hey, something's different mm-hmm. about this one. And so she does not kill her. And she's like, okay. And the girl was like, either kill me or get me out of here because I never want to go back to the camps. And her bond tells her to save the girl, that's something special mm-hmm. about her. So the girl is transported mm-hmm. back to the sanctuary. And we'll maybe find more about her later.
Interesting. So then as they're looking for the other bonds, a bomb goes off.
Yes.
And unfortunately, Griffin is injured.
Yes.
Which, was he the first one? He was the one that was injured
initially, right? I
believe
so. Okay. Yeah. And so she can tell his, like, legs are burning mm. or crushed. So, I mean,
she can't control it, right? Her bond comes out.
Bond comes out. She ends up finding Griffin under a, or being crushed under, like, this concrete rubble and shit. And mm-hmm. he's able to heal him. I mean, his legs are super fucked up.
Yeah.
And she just fucking casually heals him. This, I think, was...
Oh, my God.
This was really
Ollie's
cool.
Bond is hilarious.
Ollie's Bond is a fucking just...
hype girl.
chef's kiss. Gabe's like, oh, I'll ship. I think she was like, oh, go get this or whatever. And Gabe's like, oh, I'm fast. I can shift.
Yeah.
And, like, shifts into something. And Ollie's like, no, think bigger. Fucking, like, grabs him and thinks bigger. And then he transforms.
Yeah, he does. He transforms to a fucking dragon. Like, what? Everyone's looking at him like whole, like just in awe. And this becomes like such a fun part of the story. Like, Gabe had no idea. Like, I guess the thought was that he could transform into anything, but like something mm-hmm. that was like
real?
Real? Yeah. Like, not mystical or, you know, fantasy.
Yeah.
But he straight up is a dragon, and he starts burning some shit.
And what's interesting, so when he's the dragon, we end up finding out that's Gabe's god bond, is the fucking dragon. Mm-hmm. So Gabe's not there, it's just the god bond. And literally, it's really funny when it's the point of view from Gabe's dragon, because it's very animalistic. He's just like, burn it all.
So it's like his... He always had this bond, or somehow he now has this bond that has been woken up. Mm-hmm. And because before he didn't have like another entity in him. And it's super funny because it's so primal mm-hmm. of like, she's mine. I just want to kill.
I want to burn everyone who dares lay their eyes upon her beautiful, stunning body.
So he lays waste to the wasteland.
He does.
Ollie, you know, eats some souls. She prefers the most powerful souls. Who doesn't?
True. And what's kind of alarming, one of the new things her Bond is doing is it's like it's snack time. So not only does it rend souls by tearing out of people's bodies, yeah, when it's a delicious, nutritious, powerful soul, homegirl's like, yes, gonna store that in my stomach and I'm gonna snack on it later. So like Ollie will come back into consciousness or like control, yeah, and then she can feel like, I just imagine like a little cave somewhere in her body, ugh, where it's like the soul is just like,
no.
Because she feels her like slowly consuming.
Yeah, it's disturbing. I don't even know what that would feel like, but I assume,
imagine gross,
lots of nasty bowel movement.
Oh yeah, do you shit soul then?
Shit soul.
Like this is random, but The Host by Stephenie Meyer.
Yeah,
the souls are like these silvery things. So maybe she just shit silver for a couple days and it's like, oh yeah.
Oh my god.
Nope. Look, my poop's back to brown. It's gone.
Interesting thoughts.
Anyway, this is what my brain thinks.
Well, as sexy as that is, yeah, more sexy is Ollie's trying out some new things. And one of the
she is. Is it's a foursome, yeah, right? Or
yeah,
fivesome?
No, because Knox is not there.
Well, no, because then it's four boys. Oh my and god! Her, so fivesome.
Wow.
Right?
Wait. Yeah, there's six of them.
There's six of them, and I'm pointing to my bookcase where the six books are.
Six books.
Yeah.
So yeah, she has a pentagram. Yeah. So she basically.
But I think it's just like each of them fucking her one by one.
Yeah, it's like a assembly line.
Bro. Yeah, she's a car.
Yeah.
So they don't just the mechanics.
What we should point out is that, well, I don't think we should point it out, but it's just interesting that they don't fuck each other. So like the yeah, men don't fuck each other. Because yeah, in some books, there's like, you know, bisexual energy of mm-hmm, these big groups. And for her, it's just like they individually each fuck her.
Yeah. And it's like they don't all make out or whatever. It's just they take turns fucking different holes. The closest they get to doing shit with each other is one's fucking one side, right, one's fucking the other.
Yeah. So yeah, she has a good time. Knox is not present. No. Who's surprised?
No one. Although there is like a moment where like Ollie goes out and like makes eye contact with Knox and she's all like in a Bond haze.
Uh huh.
She's like, I want you, baby.
Yeah.
And North's like, come back to the bed, baby. We're ready to fuck you and shit. Like, all right, whatever.
Oh, God.
But anyway, moving on from the
yes,
pentasum. So she wakes up the next morning, goes to get herself breakfast. Mm-hmm. All the boys minus Knox are in her room. And she, like, has this kind of nice moment with Knox where it's them two, yeah, like, having breakfast, and then they start having conversations, and they still were not able to find Unser, so they're still gonna go try to look for him. And Ollie kind of says, Unser will be able to survive the torture. Yeah. And Knox kind of has this semi-nice thing back where he's like, yeah, I can't imagine being a 14-year-old going through that shit, mm-hmm, which is what Ollie, yeah, did. And it's just kind of this moment where they're recognizing each other, mm-hmm, in a nice way.
I think he also kind of lets her be included in the research because he's like,
yeah,
trying to figure out these God Bond things, mm-hmm, and she is like, hey, can I, you know, look over some stuff, not trying to insult him like he missed something, but yeah, just wants to help. And he actually like,
yeah, he's involves like, maybe her. Your Bond will, you know, mm-hmm, notice something mine didn't.
Yeah. So he, whatever, there's, you know, some waves in their relationship, I guess. I don't know.
That's, like, the most normal,
even though they're nice straight up bonded. Like, you would, yeah, think that at this point, it would just be, like, they love each other, yada, yada. But it's still, like, weird.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the next thing is, you remember that girl they saved, mm-hmm, from the camps? So her name is Arrow. And they're talking to her and she's talking about, I have a 5-year-old brother. He's still in the camps And that gets all the bonding group very, like, ready to go. They're like, no, not a five-year-old. Yeah. We'll go save him. And essentially her bond's like, yeah, we have to protect this one. It's mm-hmm. the techno one's bond. So we just found, and Ollie prevented them from killing mm-hmm. Sawyer and Gray's central bond.
Yeah, so cute.
Very cute. So the bond is found. Yay. Now back to the dark ship.
So actually, what I was saying earlier, because Sawyer and Gray dated mm-hmm. each other. Yeah. So I wonder if they
probably have actual
what their sexual bedroom life is like. Yeah, they probably do.
Because I mean, Sawyer and Gray have fucked each other.
Yeah. Interesting
and they
thoughts.
Like each other. I don't know. Maybe it's weird in this bonded group because two of them are brothers.
That's a factual. Yes.
It's a little strange.
Well, you haven't read that one series I recommend.
Which series?
It's another one of these reverse harems, but I'm pretty sure all the guys are related.
Oh, I think you told me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'd say hot, but not not so much. Are they brothers from another mother?
Yeah, so that's one thing. I don't remember. Maybe there's, like, just some besties. Relation, or maybe they're besties. I don't remember. Ugh. They're bros.
That's weird.
Yeah, it's weird. What's next? Okay, so, yeah, the five-year-old, they plan to go save him. Mm-hmm. They tell Sawyer about the bond. I think they end up going to meet her in the cell?
I think so. Yeah, because she's being kept in the cell because they're not sure if she's, resistance or what. So, next, they're like, okay, let's go save Unser and the five-year-old mm-hmm. brother, whoever. Let's try to save as many people as we can. And the plan is, like, if Silas Davies is there, this is not why we're going there right now. That fight will be later on.
Okay, yeah.
So it's like, okay. So it's the whole bonded group go. And Griffin, North, and Knox are traveling together. They're about to go into some tent. And Ollie's bond recognizes something's wrong. She's like, hey, something's wrong. I sense a person in there, but I can't get a good sense of who they are. And she's usually, like, her bond is able to sense where people are and then what their intentions are, like, good or bad. And she's getting nothing off this person. And she's like, do not go in the tent. What do these motherfuckers do? They fucking go in the tent. Yeah. It's like, for someone who was like, trust your bond, bond, and then she says, hey, don't go, and they fucking go. Like, for what?
Yeah. Hypocrites.
For lie.
So they go in.
They do.
And then all of a sudden, she feels like an intense pain, right? Something like that.
Yeah.
So obviously something happened in that tent. I don't remember, like, do we know who? Yeah, wait, no, not yet.
No.
Okay, so so they're getting fucked. Ollie feels immense pain. And then she's...
It's just like, whatever their power is, it's just projecting pain onto them.
Okay, yeah.
To the boys.
And she's trying to, like, grab souls around the camp, right? To, like, get more power so she can funnel it into them. And then what... I don't remember what happened.
So she's funneling power... Because the boys are dying.
Yeah.
And Knox refuses to take any power.
Oh.
Because he's essentially being, like, trying to be a hero because he wants more power to go to his brother.
Oh, right.
So his brother doesn't die. Because she's trying to funnel all three, like, very quickly. And so Knox is like, nah. And then Ollie's screaming. She runs into the tent. And right before something happens, Knox... tells her through the mind link, I'll see you in the neck. What?
Yeah.
All right, never mind. You take it away, Haley. I'll see you in the neck. The neck. All right.
He says, Knox says dramatically, I'll see you in the next life, bonded. Maybe I can love you right there. Which is.
Okay, like the
weird, like.
So weird. He means maybe I could love you
right there. But it's weirdly worded.
Maybe I could love you right there.
Yeah,
like,
it's
where?
I would have probably reworded that to, like, maybe I can love you.
Yeah, okay, wait. I'll see you in the next life, bonded. Maybe I can love you right then.
No, I think maybe I can love you then. Just, like, take out the right. Because, like, he doesn't even love her wrong here.
He does love her wrong. He's an asshole.
Does he
to
love her?
I think it's like with the bonnet. I think he, I don't know that he does. Maybe he doesn't.
It's just a weird line.
Maybe I could love your stinky ass then.
It's just a weird line. But yeah, so Knox is dead.
Yeah, he's gone.
And obviously that's going to be painful for all of them. And
that's the fucking end of the book, yeah. Bro. There's no, like, I mean, it's nothing. It's, he says that. Then just it's that, like, poorly Knox falls to the ground right there. Okay, wait. I need to know. How would we... I'll see you in... okay, this is fine. I'll see you in the next life, Bonded. Maybe then I could love you right.
Yeah. I like that.
Boom.
Yeah.
Should that I just... be an author? I'm kidding. Jay Bree, if you're listening to it, which I doubt you will, that's fine. We understand. Yeah. We still love you.
Yeah. 100%. But, yeah, that's the end of Force Bonds, book four. What do you think?
So, obviously, we've read the whole series, yeah. So we know what happens. But I remember reading this for the first time. I was like, no.
Yeah.
I believed he was dead. Yeah. I knew in my corazón, mi corazón, my heart, for those who don't speak Spanish.
Right. Mm.
I don't either. That he was not going to stay dead.
Yeah. I didn't think so either.
I was like, no way. Not book four of six.
Yeah.
Book six, if this happened, all right. Bye, yeah. Knox. See us. Sayonara.
Right, right. Yeah, I could believe it then, but not now. No. What'd you think in terms of rating?
What did we rate the last one?
I don't remember, but...
I don't know.
I probably gave... yeah, to be honest, I don't know. But I will say that I didn't... As far as, like, all six books go, this is not my favorite one.
I agree.
I think the story is a little more boring in this one. I think, like, yeah. It gets a little bit repetitive at this point. But... I still think it was fun.
Yeah, I think it's an in-between book.
Yeah.
Because the last book I really liked, like, she was in the camps, yeah. And then we're finally learning more about, I think so. We're learning more about her backstory, we have more character development. Yeah. I feel like this book, it was good. I still like it. Yeah. I still love the characters, still love the story, but it was more, like, not much happened.
Yeah. I do like that she's now bonded to everybody.
Yeah.
Like, those are big things, but it was a little underwhelming after she's already bonded, like, three other dudes.
Yeah. Yeah, and just like nothing big. I mean, of course Knox dying, but I'm of course
that's the end.
It's like that's the very end. The rest of the book is just like everything just felt very much the same.
Yeah, I would feel. I even feel like his death is more important for the next book. So I feel like I don't even evaluate it with this book. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't. Evaluate it with the next book because wow, the start of the next book. Jesus fuck.
What do you think?
Yeah, if I had to rate it, I think I'm going to give it a 4.
Okay.
And not, I'm rating it knowing that, like, the other three books, that this is the fourth book of a series. If it was by itself, I think I'd rate it lower. But because I love the series and the characters so much, I'm going to be generous and give it a 4.
I think that's fair. I think I'm going to give it a 3.7 because I still.
Listen. Is it a 3.7 or 3.7256?
I just like more numbers. I don't want to give it a 3.5, but I don't want to give it a 4. There's just something about it.
Well, then the halfway in between is 3.75.
Okay, but I didn't want to add too many numbers. Listen.
All right, whatever. 3.7.
My thing right now is that somebody is always kidnapped and then they go after them and they get them back, and that's been happening quite a bit. That's my only thing, is that I just want maybe something else to happen. And my only criticism is like the repetitiveness, but I still really like the series and the writing, and all the characters are fun, so I really do highly recommend the series still.
Yeah I think that's good. So, the next book in the series, book 5 of 6, will be Tragic.
Tragic Bonds. Bonds. So, that's when we learn about Knox, right?
We do learn about Knox.
Well, it's a fitting title.
It is fitting. No spoilers about the next book, but we do get to know about Knox's past.
Yeah.
And maybe why he's such a dickhole.
Yeah. No excuses, but, you know, maybe there's an excuse.
No excuses, yeah. But it helps us understand.
Yes, it sure does.
What the fuck's been going on with them, yeah, the last
his pathology.
Yeah, his pathology. The pathophysiology.
Well, thanks for listening, and stay fucking tuned.
Stay fucking tuned. Goodbye.
Bye.
What's other things you could say? Au revoir.
Sayonara.
Hasta luego.
That's all I got.
All right, that's it. Adios.